Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is We All Fall Down. New Year's almost here, and we'll celebrate it today. My name is Tim, and today I prepared for you a special show, obviously. And there are two reasons because this show is special. The first reason is because I'll be playing all the best songs, in my opinion, from this year. All the best hits, all the best punk rock tunes. We started with one of them. It was a song by Comeback Kid called GM Vincent and I from their album from this year, Symptoms and Curse. And the second very special reason that today, Marielle, who is the original host and owner of the show We All Fall Down, she's coming today. She will be a little bit later, but she's on her way, and she will join me today for the show, for this special show. So I'm really excited about that because it's been probably, I think, about 4 months since we've been together on air, and I'm super excited to see my friend Marielle here in studio. And obviously, we'll be playing for you best songs of 2010. Let's start listening to music, and all those songs, I think, they're very good. At least, in my opinion, they're the best songs of this year. I would like to start with a song by Flatliners. Flatliners recorded my favorite album of this year called Cavalcade. Came out 2010 on Fat Records. And I would like to play the song Carry the Banner. This is one of the songs of the album. And originally, the name of the album was supposed to be Carry the Banner. But then the Flatliners decided not to call the album this way because someone already called it that way. The band Pinhead Gunpowder, they had the album called Carry the Banner, so they decided to stick with Cavalcade. But it doesn't really mean anything because the songs are so good and so amazing, and it doesn't really matter how you call the album. The music is the most important thing on the album, I think. Okay, let's listen. This is the Flatliners on We All Fall Down. This is my favorite album of this year. So this is Flatliners, Carry the Banner on We All Fall Down.
Yeah. To destroy us all. Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to Fund Drive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. Thanks to all of your generous donations, we're able to continue bringing you a diverse array of programming that includes music of every conceivable style and genre, thought-provoking and informative spoken word programming, independent news, local arts and festival coverage, multicultural programming you won't find anywhere else in Vancouver, not to mention our fabulous publication, Discorder Magazine. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down and... Hello!
Hello, Tim.
Hello, my friend, Marielle.
Hi there.
The original host and the owner of the show.
I don't own the show. I gave you ownership of the show when I gave it up in April, Tim. You are now the owner. You are the boss. He keeps calling me the boss, but I don't do anything to help
him.
You're
more experienced and you're more good looking. So.
Yeah, but they don't know that. It's not television. No one needs to know.
Hello. Hello, TV. So, yeah, I'm very excited to see you here again as
I'm
normal.
Excited to be here. I love coming back here. I really miss CITR. I gave up hosting the show in April because I'm taking a program at BCIT, so I went back to school and I just didn't have time to come here every Thursday and do the show anymore, and Tim wanted a radio show, so
kind of worked out.
Yeah, it all kind of worked out. So he's the big boss now. He's the big man.
Thank you for that again.
Oh, you're welcome.
For giving me this opportunity. I like music. I like punk rock music mostly. I don't really like other musics there.
That's okay, Tim.
So, yeah, we're doing best of 2010. And we heard several amazing songs, as I call them, in my private time.
In my private time.
The last one was The Menzingers from my amazing album Chamberlain Waits. It was a song Timetables. And this album was recorded and produced by Matt Ellison, who worked with Alkaline Trio, Lawrence Arms. Nice. And it was recorded in Chicago. And this, The Menzingers, they play the most memorable set of the 2010, which I saw myself. And I think it was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it was one of my best set of the year. It was Menzingers. They opened for Gaslight Anthem, and I almost exploded it while watching them. It was very good.
Yeah? Did you cry?
No,
tear of joy?
No.
Okay.
It was serious.
It was a serious show.
No, it was, you know, like sometimes when you're like super into the band, mm-hmm. and like... And then you're like, ooh, it's so... And then they're coming. And then you're like mega excited. So it was like months before, I was listening to them all the time. And then they, oppa, and they're playing the show in Vancouver. And I was excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, there were a lot of really good shows that happened this year. I just didn't get to go to a lot of them. Life got busy for me. And I haven't even had time to, like, throughout this year, I guess, like, after I handed over my show, I really didn't have time to like look into new albums coming out or listen to new music. So I don't have a good idea of what came out in 2010. So that's why I'm here.
So let me tell you.
Tim can educate me.
Before that, it was Smoke or Fire, who released an album in November called Speakeasy, and it was the song Porch Wine, which is track number 9 of this album. Before that, we heard the Wax Phantom, and they are from Long Island, New York. They have members of Iron Cheek, Small Arms Dealer, and Jonathan. And it was their demo/EP, which was burned as 100 copies, CDR, EP, something like that, and as well on the cassette tape. And it was a song called See-Through.
Old school.
Oh, yeah. And it was the name of the EP was Don't Fool with a Phantom. Good.
Good.
And then before that, we heard a band called None More Black. The album came out on Fat Records on October 26th, and Jason Shevchuk, who was the singer of Kid Dynamite, that's his new band. He plays guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this album is very good. And then we heard the song called Stills. This is the second track of the album, I should
What's
say.
What's it called?
Try if you can pronounce it. Stills, None More Black and something. Uh-huh.
Still Stern Lange and Norris.
This is the name of the song. So, and this song, it has really, really cute and accurate whoa-whoas, you know, like how, like, and it just, like, it's so accurate, and, like, this is a cute
part. It's a good example?
Yeah, and the first song of the block, it was The Flatliners, which is, as I said, is my favorite album of 2010.
He called it in, like, April or something like that, I think when,
Yeah, it was in April when it came out. Yeah, and, I have a feeling for this when I hear the record and I was like, yeah, I like all the songs. This will be my best album of the year. Very predictable. Boring life. Welcome to my world.
Mine too.
Yeah, we're both emo people and we're so sad.
Both
no.
Emo and boring.
No.
I've just been busy. I don't know what your excuse is.
My excuse is for being boring? I don't know. Okay, how about more music?
Yep, I can do that.
Yeah, I have some songs from Junker, the St. Catharines. You were interested in this?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't know they had an album that came out this year, and I don't know. I guess it was quite a few years ago that I discovered them, and they were really good. And I only really bought one of their albums.
2006. The
was
one.
It? Yeah. Yep, that sounds like the year. But I'm glad that they're still putting out music.
Yeah, and when you hear a song, you'll be surprised how they sound right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tim's making a funny face. You can't see it, but I'm describing it to you.
No. My face is always funny, so.
Okay.
So we'll have Junker, The St. Catharines, Mayflower, and Off Of Our Heads, which is the best last song of the year. You know, like on the album, they have last songs, and they like sometimes they're very epic. This is epic song.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the Junker. They're good. They're
awesome.
Good. And we'll, we'll listen to it.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Junker, No Direction.
I cannot take this anymore. Pressure. I cannot take this anymore. Let's not crash tonight. Fall away. The past is
I've got no friends anymore, just people that I know. Don't call my house no more, I feel like going out. But I stay home, I can, cause I don't have no friends. They're doing things with guys that I can't stand at all. They all say that they change, but then I stay the same. I just wanna stay home, watch Game 5 alone. Lights on like blood no more, lights on like thunder sound, lights on like anyone, and I don't care at all. To talk about your pen, your trip to Mexico, the red pills in your head. That nuclear that you knew. They all say that they changed, but then I stayed the same. I just wanna stay home, watch Game 6 alone. My life alone, my walk alone. Please stay alone. My life alone, drink alone, I sing alone. They all say that they change, but then I stay the same. I just wanna stay home, watch Game 7 alone. My best friend's moving out, he needs to chase you down. He hates the way I am, I don't have other friends.
wanted to tell you, I wanted to share some important details that you're unaware of. I want you to listen, I want you to care. I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air. It's not a secret that I obsess, and then I get angry and then I get stressed. And you can't imagine and you can't compare. You have no frame of reference and then you get scared. I'm doing my best to help make you see that it's not your fault when I beg and I plead. It's much easier just to go back to sleep, but we gotta find a place to start, because I'm falling apart.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
Pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we're listening. Me and Marielle.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. We're playing some of the best songs of this year.
Yeah. A pretty good selection. I'm kind of sad that that people who are listening can't really see what you're doing. I don't know if he does this every week, but for
no,
the last
I do it every week.
Yeah, you do it every week. Tim totally dances and sings along and moshes, and it's great.
Yeah,
and you can't see it, but imagine if you will, Tim going nuts.
Maybe this day is a little bit special because all those hits, those are the best songs of,
yeah,
of the year.
Tim's favorite songs.
But when like when I hear by myself in the booth and then I play in some song which I really like, I totally take advantage of this place.
Oh, totally. Me too. I used to turn up the speakers and sing along really loud if no one else is around.
Yeah, so you can, you know, out of tune and no one cares.
Yeah, exactly. But it feels like you're singing it properly.
No. It just feels.
it just feels good. Yeah, it's awesome.
So we just listened to the block of a little bit slower and a little bit sadder songs, but they're still awesome. The last one, it was Off of Their Heads from the album In Desolation. It was the last song of the album called Clear the Air, and is one of the most powerful songs I ever heard, and this is probably one of the best last songs of the year.
Like, yeah. The
last song of the album.
Very, that's awesome.
It was he was building, and God damn it, I'm falling apart.
Yeah, a lot of bands kind of end their CDs with something like slow or something that just kind of like tapers off a little bit.
But like something strong.
But something strong, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's how it's supposed to. It's not like, oh, whatever, like this song is number 7 and this.
It's just another song. Yeah, yeah, no. The album kind of ends.
Yeah, that like I really, yeah, appreciate and they plan something for us when they record those songs.
Sweet. Yeah.
Before that, we heard Mayflower, SAD song, Sad Song, and it was their first album, Second Best Sunsets. It's a band from Syracuse, New York, and the band features members of Another Breath. And I don't know, Another Breath released this album this year, so I don't know if this band is very active, but I don't know. It's a side project, but I like it. And before that, we heard the St. Catharines. What do you think?
It was different. I was talking about this with Tim, and it sounds different from what I remember them sounding like, but it still sounds really good. This new sound almost fits them a little bit better.
Yeah, see, like,
so it's still really good.
I love the 2006
Decadence. Yeah,
this one, and when I heard this album first, it was like, oh, this is a little bit different. But yeah, listening to the album a lot, I was like, this actually fits them.
Fits them a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's a little bit catchier, which I like. I'm a big sucker for like really
catchy
music.
This is the I need catch. I'm a catching his junkie.
Can't live without it. Starts foaming at the mouth. Yep, been there.
So really, really. So that was an album, Fireworks, which came out this year on Stomp Records, a Canadian record label, and there was a song called No Friends, the St. Catharines. And before that, we opened the set, not a set, the block of the songs that the band called Junker from their album Better in the End, and it was a song called No Direction, and they're from Indianapolis. There's some ex-members of bands About the Fire, Shadeland, 7 Degrees of Center, and Ilthed. I don't know those bands. No, really. And Junker, you know, like from reading them about them on the internet, they seem like a super small band, like a band who plays local shows. But I listened to their album and I was amazed.
Yeah.
That was their first album, which came out on Death to False Hope Records. And you can download this album for free from their website. They just give their music away for free. Death to False Hope Records, and it was Junker. Yeah, that was the songs we listened and danced and kind of sing along and kind of had fun here.
Yeah, dancing. Like I said, I kind of wish that there was like a video feed so that people can...
Oh, you know, actually, in some radio stations, because I'm listening to one show about soccer from Russia.
Yeah.
And they have a radio and they have the camera.
They have a webcam.
Yeah,
so
I think people can go. It's like they're not very beautiful, those people, but... But I guess it's some people might be interested. So yeah, maybe we need the web camera here so I can dance with people. Boop, 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 boop.
The Tim special.
Yeah.
What's up? What's next?
What's next? Oh, some pop punk.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all.
Okay. Yeah, so we listen to some a little bit like more like this type of vocals.
Okay.
And now we listen to la la la, those type of vocals a little bit more. So let's listen to some pop punk, my favorite songs of 2010. Some really good tracks. And I would like to start with Dopamines from their album Expect the Worst. And do not expect the worst because it's a good album. And the name of the song is Public Domain. So
here we go.
Here we go. The Dopamines, Only We All Fall Down. Thank you, Marielle.
Thank you, Tim.
He says that she said that I did. Now I'm dead. Ah, shit. I fucked up. We fucked up. Then he screams and she cries. Then he squeezes 'cause he lies. But then he's the desire. but your pride will swallow it whole. And when your life is through, no one will be there to comfort that it's you. Whoa. I trust.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Tim and Mariella here.
Hi.
Hello.
Yep, we are.
Yes, we are. We just listened to some pop-punk music. The last band, it was the Steve Adamick Band from Ottawa, and that was a self-titled album, and it was a song, I Fought for the USA. And Bryce, who hosts the show Fourth Time of the Charm, he introduced me to this band, and I think it's a very good, they're a very good band.
Mm-hmm.
And Fear of Lipstick, it was before another band from Canada, and it was their self-titled album Fear of Lipstick, and it was a song Correction Facility. Before that, we heard Riverdales from their song Diabolic from their album Tarantula, and before that, it was the Dopamines from their latest album Expect the Worst, Public Domain. They're good.
Agree strongly.
Yeah, so all those. Yeah, that was the show where we played all the best songs of 2010 in.
And what was the best album of 2010? Tim?
Flatliners Cavalcade.
There we go.
I'll probably post on the internet some kind of top 18 or like top 22 albums.
Top 22 and a half.
22 and a half of this year. Or something, so I'll group them together and kind of organize, and it will be in bold.
Nice.
So yeah.
What was the best show?
Best show, I think the best set, as I said, it was for me the Menzingers, mm-hmm. but it was not the best show. When they opened for Gaslight, it was a good show, but just the set, I was just going crazy. And probably the best show was when the Flatliners, Cobra Skulls, Broadway Calls, and Party at the Moon Tower played a show at the Media Club in April.
Sweet.
I think this might be my top. Your show is when you started drinking at 4 o'clock.
What? Oh, the Summer Slaughter show. That show started at like 2 in the afternoon. I'm not gonna like.
And then I saw you on Facebook. Oh yeah. I got
pretty drunk pretty early.
No, like how can you start a show at 4 o'clock?
I know, but that's because there were like 20 bands playing or something like that.
Yeah, so like in your lunchtime you can go to see a couple bands and then come back, and then in the evening you can continue them.
I can continue drinking. I don't know, I'd say like for myself, what probably one of the best shows. Like I said, when I started to go back to school in April, like I really didn't. I think I went to like one show after that. I went to go see like Coheed and Cambria at the Commodore, and I think that might have been it. I went to like a couple. I saw do you know Cam? Cam used to help host Power Chord every now and then, and he was a volunteer extraordinaire here at CITR. He's in a metal band called Striker, and I went to go see them at Funky Winker Beans, and that was awesome. That's probably one of the best shows of the year for me, because I didn't go to a lot. And I also went down to Seattle in the middle of February to go see Alkaline Trio, so that was pretty good too.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Yeah, nothing too exciting for me.
Oh, still.
Tim is the exciting one. Yes, agree.
Thank you.
Are you gonna end the show with another song, or
Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah.
I just would like to thank you again, Marielle, for this amazing year.
You're welcome. Don't worry about it.
And thank everyone for listening to the show. And thank you. I would like to wish you a post Merry Christmas and upcoming Happy New Year. All mm-hmm. the best to your friends, families, and everyone you know. I wish you total success, and I hope it will be achieved.
Yes, 2011 Good. Will be an awesome year.
Yes. And hopefully there will be lots of good music in 2011.
Oh, of course, yeah. There'll be even better music and better shows, so.
All right, Happy New Year. I would like to finish the song from the band The Rivals, their album called Volatile Molotov. It's called Simple Pleasures in America, but it's not really, because they're from America, I guess that's why they call it in America, but it's just Simple Pleasures in your favorite country.
Okay.
Okay, let's, yeah. Good. I hope it's... did make sense. Yeah. I hope it will make sense when you will listen to the song. It's a good song, I think.
All right.
Thank you, Marielle.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tim.
The rival song, we all fall down.
Yeah.